Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu wujubi sumi ramadana wa bayani fadli siyami wa ma yata'allaqu bihi. The chapter on the obligation of fasting in the month of Ramadan and the clarification of the virtue of fasting and whatever is related to it. Explanation of the virtues of fasting in this month and whatever is related to fasting in the month of Ramadan. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم إلى قوله تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان ومن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر سورة بقرة. Normally محدثين would always start off a chapter. If what the chapter is they mentioning in the chapter, there's some evidence, some proof, some point that is brought in Quran Sharif to substantiate the chapter that they are speaking about, they will bring the ayat of the Quran first, and then they will bring the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought this ayat of the Quran. Allah Pak says, O believers, that fasting is prescribed upon you as it was prescribed for those before you, said so that you may become righteous. They are a few days. Ayyama ma'adudat, this fasting is few days. How quickly the month of Ramadan starts, how quickly the month of Ramadan finishes. Sometimes before we know it, we've already gone from the first 10 days into the next 10 days, and before a person knows it, from the next 10 days into the last 10 days, and before we can even really think how the month of Ramadan went, already the moon of Eid is sighted. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, ayyama ma'adudat, few counted days. Ma'adudat is something that is counted, few counted days. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, but whoever amongst you is ill or traveling, then upon him is the like number of other days. In other words, he should make up if he's ill or if he's on travel and he's not fasting on those days, then he can make up for it at some other days. And those who have the strength to fast, upon them the compensation is the food of one poor person. And those people, actually those people who don't have the strength to fast, what is meant by this ayat, is those people that are not in a position to make up the qaza. What should they do now? They can't make up the qaza. Then they should give the compensation of feeding for every roza they must, they feed one poor person. One poor person they should feed. And then later on, if Allah Pak gives them the strength again, doesn't mean now they finish feed one poor person, they mustn't fast. Now they can still keep that qaza, then they must. So anyway, the ayat of the Quran goes on, that whoever does good of his own free will, that good is for him. And if you fast, it is better for you, if you have the understanding. That is, if you have that understanding. It is the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzira fihi al-Quran. Allah is trying to show us such an important month. This is the month in which the Quran was revealed. It is a guidance for the people, and there is clear proofs in the Quran to find the way and to differentiate the truth from falsehood. So whoever of you finds this month of Ramadan should certainly keep its fast, and whoever is ill or traveling, he has to complete the number in other days. In other words, the person can't just ignore that he missed some fast in Ramadan, he has to make up for it in other days, if he's got the ability to make up for it. Today we'll do one hadith and then we'll terminate. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Allah. When we hear a hadith like this, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Allah, this means hadith Qudsi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is relating and reporting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. So it's as though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a reporter in this hadith. He's not the person mentioning the hadith, but he's a reporter saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kullu amali ibn Adam lahu illa siyam. Every action done by insan, by ibn Adam, by the children of Adam alayhi salam, is for himself except this fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِيبِ. Because this fasting is for me and I will reward him. What is meant by this is other actions a person does is there's people see him. There's potential that people, person reads namaz, long rakats of namaz, people will see him in the masjid reading salah. Person is giving charity, the person who's receiving the charity will know that this person is giving charity. And the other actions, to some point people become aware that this person has got this quality. But when a person fasts, how often does, and he doesn't make it apparent, he hides it, he doesn't show people, he doesn't talk about his fasting, it's very hard to know that this man is fasting. That's why we find that it's not a good question to ask a person also if he's fasting. Because this fasting a person is doing it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah is saying, وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, I will reward him for this. This year there is no show. This is done completely with ikhlas. When a man is fasting, he is fasting for me. وَالصِّيَامُ جُنَّةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this fasting is a shield. Why it is a shield? Because in this world, when a person is fasting, then automatically it saves him from guna. That nafsaniyat that he's got in him is weakened. When he continuously fasts, then this nafsaniyat is weakened. As the Mullah Ashali Tanvi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi explains, that what is meant by fasting? When you see fasting, it means would luzum. A person continuously fasts, then it breaks this nafsaniyat, it breaks the shahwat in him. The shahwat is broken. He was once sitting, and one person came to complain and tell him that I'm finding that my shahwat levels are quite high and I don't have the means to get married. So Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi told him that he should fast. So he says, I am fasting. So there was a Ahli Hadith that was there, a person who just, people that just read the Hadith and they interpret, they don't follow any Mazhab. So he told him, so first he told Mawlana Tanvi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi that this is my condition, that I am not in a position to get married. So immediately this Ahli Hadith said, keep fast. So this person replied, but I am keeping fast. So now this Ahli Hadith couldn't answer. So this is the barakat of staying with the company of our Buzrugs. They not only they know the wording of the Hadith, they also know the application of the Hadith. So when he said that I am fasting, so this Ahli Hadith had no answer for him. Then Mawlana Tanvi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi told him that when this word Allah is used, the word Allah is used, it means for luzum, that a person fasts for long periods of time, then you get the desired effect of the fasting. Because initially when a person fasts, then sometimes the level of shahwat increases for the first few days, and after some period of time, you'll find that it drops right down. So one explanation where Hadith says that fasting is a shield from gunas. Because when a person fasts like this, then it drops his level of shahwat, it drops his level of anger, it brings about a certain level of discipline for him. And when this person now is entered into the qabr, we know that the a'mal, certain a'mal come to a person's sides. On his right hand side is salah, on his left hand side is his fasting, by his head side is that Quran tilawat that he would make, his Quran Sharif, and by his feet is his charity. So he's got his a'mal around him. How nice he'll feel. Alone in the qabr, but he's got his friends with him, his a'mal is coming with him in the qabr, and one of the things that are coming with this person on his left hand side, there is his fasting that he would keep. This is his shield. وَإِذَا كَانَ يُوْمُ صُومِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَصْحَبْ فَإِنْ سَابَتْ وَحَدٌ وَقَاتَلَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. When a person is fasting, then he should not get involved in any type of lewd activities. And if his companion starts swearing him, starts using vulgar language, fighting with him, then this person should say, إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. Here ulama explained the two explanations. He should tell his nafs first, إِنِّي صَائِمٌ, that I'm fasting. Tell his nafs, I'm fasting, automatically it will give him a little level of sabr. When a person is upset now, and he tells his nafs, you know what, I'm fasting, it will give him sabr. And the next thing ulama say is also after that, tell the person that is fighting with you, you know what, I'm fighting, I'm fasting. So the person on that side knows that you are fasting, he realizes that I'm wasting my time fighting with this person. Because he is fasting, I'm not going to get any enjoyment with fighting with such a person. So the person will leave him also, and he'll get a sabr in his heart by telling his nafs that he's fasting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِي لَخُلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose hands the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, that smell that's emanating from the mouth of the fasting person is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the smell of musk. So beautiful this is. Allah Pak loves it so much. صَائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ يَفْرَحُهَا إِذَا أَفْتَرَ فَرِحَ بِفَطْرِهِ وَإِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّهُ فَرِحَ بِصَوْمِهِ. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning that for the fasting person, there are two enjoyments. One is the enjoyment at the time of breaking the fast, and the second enjoyment a person will get when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll get two extreme enjoyments. The one when breaking the fast, we all see it, and the person when he's the iftar time and the dastarkhans are being laid. How happy. Person has got one eye on the clock and he's got one eye seeing what is being laid out. Doesn't matter which part of the world he goes, that eye, one eye is on the table and one eye is on the clock. He can experience that enjoyment. And ulama explain, according to the person's marifat, according to the person's connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to that extent is this person's enjoyment. The more connection he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greater his enjoyment. I'll just finish off the hadith and I'll give one story and terminate. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ يَتْرُكَ طُعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ وَشَهْمَتَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this person left out his food, he left out his drink, he left out his desires only for me. أَصْصِيَامُ لِي This fasting is for me. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ And I will reward him for him. I will reward him. وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا And every reward is multiplied tenfold. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لِمُسْلِمٍ And in the riwayat in Muslim Sharif it comes, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمَ يُضَاعَفُ الْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا إِلَى 700 ضِعْفٍ Every action of insan is multiplied between 10 and 70 times. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا الصَّوْمُ Except fasting. Every action is multiplied between 10 and 70 times except fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي This fasting is for me. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ Allah saying, I will reward him. Personally, I will reward him for this. يَدَعُ شَهْوَتَهُ وَطَعَامَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِ He left out his desires, he left out his food only for me. الصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَان For the fasting person is two enjoyments. فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ That enjoyment at the time of breaking the fast. وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّ And the enjoyment at the time of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَخُلُوفُ فِيهِ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ And the smell that comes out of his mouth is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the smell of musk. Imagine how much Allah Pak loves this fasting. So anyway, I was mentioning that the closer a person has marifat, that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more he will ensure that he keeps all the finer laws of fasting. He won't get involved in fighting, in backbiting, in bickering, in cheating. Now because he's got that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the higher is the level of enjoyment that he experiences. Here he speaks about two points of happiness. One is at the time of breaking the fast and one is at the time of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both these times this person will have extreme, extreme enjoyment because of the connection he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shah Abdul Qadir Raipuri rahmatullah alayhi, his khadims would tell him, one of his khadim would tell him, that Hazrat, you're hardly eating anything, you'll get weak, you'll get sick by not eating. And like that continuously would tell him, that you're not eating, you must eat something. And now the month of Ramadan is here, you're still not eating anything. It's so hot the whole day, and at the time of iftar, you're only taking one sup of water. So he, Abdul Qadir Raipuri rahmatullahi alayhi, he wouldn't answer. But on one occasion he answered the khadim, and he told the khadim, that mujhe jannat ka lutf hasil hota hai. But forget about the enjoyment of the food. While sitting here, I'm getting the enjoyment of jannat. So this is when a person has the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, already he's getting that enjoyment from jannat, even by just drinking one sup of water at the time of iftar. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing this beautiful amal in our life. One is the transmission and other is transformation. This will become part and parcel of our lives. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, tashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi.